back live through BBS Radio Online. Good evening. 1-1-2020 is today's date. Happy New Year. Here we are on a Wednesday evening episode with Winfrey and Terry Brown, located in Sedona, Arizona. And on Wednesdays, it is questions and answers with the Elohim. Our beautiful brothers and sisters on the other side of the veil that communicate with us through Terry Brown, who is the vocal conduit to transmit the messages. If you do have a question that you want to ask to our sources, you can do so per email to questions@intelligent-infinity.com. Win will go through those questions during the show, and he tries to ask all of them, usually. Well, he always tries, but not always gets to it. questions@intelligent-infinity.com. Wait, .com? No, .com. questions@intelligent-infinity. What is .com? Yeah, it is .com, right? For an email address. Yes. And so right after this show, this 1 hour show, which goes on till almost 7 p.m. Pacific time, we go over to another conference call. You can only join in per phone. It is our daily whole planet healing planetary meditation. You can find the phone number at wholeplanethealing.com. And I will also give it to you if you want to participate. The phone number is 712-770-4340. And the access code is 250-513-pound. I'll welcome the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Phyllis from Squim, Washington.
Hello, Phyllis. Good evening. Welcome. Happy New Year.
Hi Phyllis.
Hi Lauren. Phyllis. Hi, everybody.
Antonio in California.
Antonio. Feliz Nuevo something Año.
Feliz Año Nuevo.
Feliz Año Nuevo. All right. Welcome, Antonio.
Hi, Lauren. Hi, Phyllis.
Hi.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Positive greetings. Hi from Sedona, Brayden.
Positive greetings, Brayden, and a happy new year.
And the same to you, sir.
All right.
Hi, Brayden.
Hi, Brayden. Happy New Year, folks.
Yeah, this is
happy
exciting.
Happy New Year, Lauren.
Also, to those that are listening in through BBS, Happy New Year to you. Thank you for being here.
Yes, Happy New Year, BBS. I thought we were going to do the same thing last year that we did on Whole Planet Healing, and I waited on the call for like maybe a little more than an hour.
Okay.
But nobody showed up.
All right.
Oh, wow.
Good evening. Welcome to the question and answer call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Uma from Texas.
I'm sorry, who is this? Getting out.
Hi, Uma.
Uma.
Hi there. Uma
Hi,
from
Uma.
Texas.
All
Hello.
Right.
Hi, Uma.
Hi,
Happy
Uma.
New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
You are in Texas these days?
I am.
All right. Someone else joined in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hey, it's Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Happy
Hello,
New
Don.
Year, Don. Welcome.
Thanks.
Happy
hey,
New Year. Hi, Don.
Hi, everybody. Antonio. Hi, Yerda. Yeda. Getting closer. Getting closer, Yeda.
Yeah.
To being able to
yeah.
pronounce your name. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeti.
Jedi. Yeti. Those are all cool.
Yeah.
Well, will you say it? Will the owner of that name please say it one more time loudly?
Yere.
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 So it's like a Y beginning. Thank you.
Like Y-E-D-R-R-E.
Yere.
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 Yeah, you write it J-E-R-E, so four letter.
Yere. But the R is like an R and a D and an L all mixed together. Yere.
Yeah,
sort of.
Roll the R. Very
good.
Thank you.
You have to roll your
Thank
R's.
You for putting up with us.
Yere.
Yere. There's no putting up. I love you guys. You're so cool.
We love you too.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for anchoring the energy in Finland.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Happy to do so. We need more people around the world. It's so centralized in U.S. and
is there anything similar going on in Finland that you know of?
No, not per se. I'm not so endowed in Finnish spiritual circles, so but I doubt it. But could be.
Yeah.
Hey, Heis, how long have you been coming to these calls? I remember you were here like 2011 or 10 or something. I'm sure you were here way before I was.
Well, I joined in 2009.
Oh, okay. That's a long time. And you've done an amazing job.
I think the call started around 2006 or so. I'm not sure. 2006 or 2008, somewhere.
What they did, the Don and Wynn show was the first one, wasn't it?
Yeah, yes, that was the first one on BBS. And I think that was, how it all started on the Monday. And then the Sunday calls were added on the Wednesday. Good evening, Happy New Year, welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hello, hi, everyone. Shirley from Ohio.
Hi,
welcome,
Shirley.
Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
Ooh,
hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Welcome, Terry.
Hi.
And more have joined
Thank
in.
You.
Welcome. It's your name and location.
Debbie from Costa Mesa, California.
Welcome,
hey,
Debbie.
Debbie.
Happy New Year.
Debbie.
Hey, Debbie.
Happy New Year, everybody.
I was going to say happy birthday. Happy New Year, Debbie Dolphin.
Hey, I'll take birthday. Thank you, Antonio.
It's time's birthday.
Yes, Anne's birthday. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Lauren. I just dropped off.
Welcome
Hi,
back, Lauren.
Lauren.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Lauren.
The next caller. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hello, hi. It's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Happy
Hi,
New
Jane.
Year, Jane. Welcome.
Happy New
Hi,
Year
Jane.
To everybody. Thank
Happy
you.
Happy New
Hi,
Hey, Lauren, if you get
Earth's
a chance,
birthday.
Call me afterwards.
Yeah, right after the calls. Right after the
okay.
calls tonight.
Okay.
Yep.
How old is Mother Earth now? 2020?
2020. So it's another million or so.
That's just
people time,
right.
too. People.
I heard that this is a good year, 2020 vision. Right? Just like perfect eyesight.
Right.
We should have clarity in this year.
Lots of hidden things will be coming to sight.
Yeah. Hooray.
Particularly today, it's 1-1, so one left eye, one right eye, 20-20.
Perfect. Perfect vision.
Wow. Fun with language.
Maybe I could find things that I've lost a long time ago.
Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hi, hi. It's Jennifer from Greensburg, PA. Hi, everyone.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. Hi, Jennifer.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Welcome to the New Year.
Let's hope it's going to be a good one.
Happy birthday.
So far, so good.
<Don't>.
Right.
You make me laugh. You're right, Dawn. We all got through today, okay?
Yeah. It was dicey, but we managed it.
Yeah, there were a couple times that I wasn't sure.
And I think last year was a good year for me because
good.
The call and all the healings and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, Antonia, you've grown a lot.
Yeah.
You've healed a lot.
I agree.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Even since I've just come on the call in, what, July mm-hmm. or something.
Yep.
Hooray!
Helps tremendously. Yep.
Mm.
And we have our dear, dear, dear Terry to thank for that.
Yes.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Thank you, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lauren.
You're welcome.
And yeah.
The Elohim.
Oh, my goodness. Terry,
everybody,
you have no idea how much you help everybody here. You know, it's just amazing. Thank you, thank you.
Wow, that's great.
You've helped me, I mean, you and they have helped me tremendously.
Mm. And who is that talking?
This is Jennifer from Green.
Oh, Jennifer.
Yes.
Now, yes. Is this Jennifer in Philadelphia, in Pennsylvania?
Greensburg. Yeah, in
Greensburg.
Pennsylvania. Near
Greensburg.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you, Terry. For everything you do for all of us.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Two more people joined in. Welcome. Please say name and location.
Nick from Perth, Western Australia.
Hey,
hello,
Nick.
Yay!
Nick.
Hi, Nick.
Hey, Nick.
New Year.
Hooray!
Hi, Nick.
Hi,
Nick. Happy New Year.
We finally got caught
up.
Yeah. Gosh, now we're found.
So Nick, we have a surcharge now for Australians.
Yeah. Meaning that you have to say Sir Nick?
Sir Nick.
I win.
They've been having horrible forest fires then. Horrible fires. Is he okay?
Yeah. They're on the other side of Australia. I'm in Western Australia. They're all Queensland, New South Wales. But, yeah, they're horrific.
Bonnie, are you here?
I'm here. Hi, guys. It's Bonnie in California.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hello.
Happy New Year.
Hi,
so
thank
who's
you.
More in the, who's more in the future, Yede or Nick?
Nick. Did I hear Robin say hello?
I don't think so.
No.
I have not seen her.
10 a.m. on Thursday morning in WA.
What did you say, Nick?
You're looking.
It's 10 a.m. on Thursday in Perth, Western Australia.
Yeah, you're farther ahead.
Yeah.
Nick, did you ever see Olivia Newton-John when you were a kid?
Only on TV and that, not in actual life.
Yeah. I don't even know who that is.
Oh, goodness.
She was pretty big back in the day.
The movie? She was beautiful. She had a pretty voice.
She was like an angel.
Oh, yeah. She was sweet. Yeah.
Elohim. She's Elohim, right?
She's still around, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she is.
Is she lost
Caribbean
weight again?
Or something?
She's battling cancer again, I guess.
This is like her fourth
bout with cancer, yeah. So send her love and light.
Dr. Art.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dr. Art.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boy, how could we ever get that to her? Come on.
Probably
on
social media. Probably get
social media.
You know what?
a lot of advanced souls, because I would say she's an advanced soul, kind of an Elohim mm-hmm. soul. And when they come yeah. into this realm, they don't they're somewhat clueless, except they're able to do something like she did, which brings in the higher energies, and she seems perfect. But when she's, you know, attending to the regular things of life, she's not so perfect. Okay? She gets probably, I mean, there was a story of her boyfriend. Did you ever read about that?
Oh, that was strange, yeah.
No, what?
Yeah.
Well, she had a boyfriend, and she talked about him for years. And then he left for somewhere, and she, would you like to say your name of your city? Okay. He left for somewhere, and he didn't come back, and he faked his death. I think he faked his death.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, they found him. Eventually, they did find him.
And they found him, and he wanted to get away from her, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's very strange.
It's extreme. He could have just moved to a different city.
Really?
Olivia Newton-John wasn't good
goodbye.
Enough. From
but I'll bet you she had one really hard time having relationships. I'll bet you. And, I mean, you would think she would have seen that aspect of him, but she was clueless.
Right.
In any case,
I know she gained a lot of weight. I know she gained a lot of weight, and that's usually as a result of a relationship that's gone sour.
Yeah. Well, she's remarried. Well, and she's battling cancer again. So.
But I think she's married now. Yeah.
I know somebody used to know her well, and I'll see if I can find him. Maybe make a connection there.
I would tell you, I would be willing, I would bet if she really found us, she would love what we do. She would connect with
she
it.
Would. Mm-hmm. Lauren, do and it. Will help her.
It would be a service to her because she is so angelic and
very like.
She's
very like. Right. And I have a feeling her marriage that she has now is working, but it's a marriage of protection. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like he seems like a businessman, and I can't remember, but, you know, it's a protective energy.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like a soulmate or something, you know?
Right. I get that feeling, too. Yeah.
Yeah. So in any case.
But that's what she needs. She needs somebody to help her through this, navigate through this.
Yeah, but somebody like her would love to find a group like ours. You
mm-hmm.
know?
I know she would. Lauren,
welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. You don't need to. We welcome you and a happy new year.
I think you should make that an assignment for Nick. You should get Olivia Newton-John in the call.
Well, why Nick? He doesn't know her.
Yeah, sounds like Lauren might be the best link.
I think so. Yeah.
It's an icebreaker. They're both Australians.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
Mm-hmm. Lauren is not an Australian.
Lauren might have the connection, though.
Yeah, well, if being Australian was a good connection, we could just ask the next kangaroo to walk by. All right, let's get started.
Yes, you got my question.
I got your question, okay?
Okay.
All
now
right.
We can get started.
Are you ready, Wynn?
What's that, guys?
Granted.
Are you ready? Can I mute the phone lines and get the recorder going?
Yeah, get it all. Get it. I'm all ready. Thank you.
All right. I do the star 8 also.
Muted. The recording has started.
Well, here we are. Finally, we have 2020. Now, does that mean we're going to have 2020 vision? We will have to wait and see. Welcome to 2020. And hang on just a second here. Debbie sent me some really bad jokes, and I thought I would at least read one of them. Okay. Let's see. Joseph's in a really good thing on listening to an IRS officer. I would tell you to get on Debbie's list, but she doesn't want anyone on her list, okay? So, what are we going to do? I just have to read her jokes occasionally. What is this one here? Here is a picture of a Doberman pincer, like, up on a fence, looking very fierce. And he's got a sign that says, "Is there life after death? Jump this fence and find out." Oh, I better unmute everybody. What good is it if I tell a joke and I can't hear people laugh? All right?
Unmuted.
All right, you're unmuted, guys.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Now you can laugh. Should I tell it again? Here we go. Chickens, the pet that poops breakfast. What do we learn from cows, buffaloes, and elephants? It's impossible to reduce weight by eating green grass and salads and walking. You're funny.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, don't lie, don't steal, don't cheat, don't sell drugs. The government hates competition. And we're going to close with this one. Never take a sleeping pill and a laxative on the same night.
Oh, yeah. Right. You told us that one before. That's great.
I did. Okay.
Yeah. That's just worth repeating.
All right. And... All right. Well, here's a good picture. Here's a picture of us in 1990. A picture of a skinny guy with a big television, okay? And then in 2011, the same guy, he's now fat, but the television is skinny.
Oh, that's clever.
I don't know. Here's my wife's female intuition is so highly developed. She sometimes knows I'm wrong before I've opened my mouth.
No,
Terry does that to me.
Yeah, I believe so.
And the more you weigh, the harder you are to kidnap. Stay safe. Yeah. Eat cake.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Now, Debbie, are you there?
I'm here.
Should we all give you a round of applause?
Sure. Well, I'm just forwarding it on to from friends who give it to me. So whatever you want to do, I'll take it.
Yep. Hooray. Yay.
Well, there's something about you that makes it funnier. You know that?
Well, it's funny. They're not quite as funny until you see them in person, but that's okay.
All right. Do you ever tell jokes to the people you're waiting on?
I can't remember them. That's the problem.
I see.
Memory. It's like people tell me their names and I couldn't remember it 30 seconds later.
You have to talk to Dr. Art about Alzheimer's, don't you?
There's some oil or some MC, whatever. I'm thinking maybe I should get that.
MCT.
She keeps forgetting.
Yeah, I forgot.
She's forgetting to buy it.
Right, all MCT right. oil.
MCT oil. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
It does make you feel sharper.
You can mute everybody, Heis, and start the recording. Cut the dings. And I'm
Cut
good
the
to
dings.
Go.
Muted.
Okay.
You've been recording for a while already, Ben.
Oh, we've been telling all Debbie's jokes while we're recording?
I think you gave the date and everything already. I believe so.
I think so. Oh, you're right. I was talking about it was January 1st. Okay. All right. Terry, let's see if you remember to unmute yourself.
Can you hear me?
I hear you.
All right.
You have been so excellent lately. I can't believe it.
Well, I'm not perfect yet. That's for sure.
We don't want you to be, Terry.
Okay. All right. That's good.
You know, one good thing about me is I'm not anal retentive.
I know. That is very good.
You'd have a hard time with an anal retentive person.
I
but
really
so would.
Would
I. So would I.
I know you would. You would.
So, we're going to, this is our call where people submit questions, and we're going to ask our sources to help answer the questions. And, you know, we have gotten so familiar with our sources, it gets harder and harder to believe they're really who they say they are. Because when you think about who they say they are, it's kind of intimidating that we're asking questions to the group soul that created the universe, they say. The other group soul was graduates of this realm that keep doing interventions here to try to get us on a higher spiritual evolutionary path, okay? And they have said many times they're very pleased to have this kind of connection into this realm. And those of you who have listened regularly, no, they don't really pander to us at all. They really tell the truth all the time about things. And it is an incredible opportunity in your own growth to ask a question. And some of these people on this line have figured that out, keep asking questions every week. But I always put new people who ask questions at the top of the list. So if you never asked the question before, it's really good to take advantage of it. Okay? So Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here. Any negativity, be taken to the highest realms of light and be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies and into the center of the earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us, and we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes, we greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We are delighted to be with you this New Year's Day and beyond for some of the people on the other side of the planet from where we are. We take a look at your spinning planet, and we position ourselves to be available to each and every person on the call who wishes to touch in with us. And we, if we ever say anything that doesn't make complete sense to you, disregard it, as it is not meant for you at that time. It can be different things. It could be that we got the wrong person sometimes. Like there might be 12 Susans with a similar thing going on, or maybe we don't have the right town, or we don't know where the town is, but we can usually connect up through the energy of the vibration of the request on the call, the vibration of the situation, connecting to the situation that the person is in, connecting up with that. It could be that the person is not at a level to be able to see all the ramifications, and therefore it does not own whatever it is. There can be different reasons, but you are on your own path, and we are here to assist you where we can possibly assist you. Do you have questions?
Yeah. The first question is from Antonio. And I can feel him getting anxious just because I said his name.
Yes, we feel the anxiety.
His question is, my anxiety has kept me out of being in the world, and I stay home all the time. If I was able to get over my anxiety, what could my worldly manifestation be like? And how could I discover my abilities, spiritual gifts, career, family, or whatever? Antonio.
Those abilities and gifts are all there. They could be developed. as you have seen, your more outgoingness on the call and your participation. It is with all of these other attributes. As you get more confident, then you can release more of your abilities into the world. Do not worry about it. You are in progress. You are on a path. And this can grow and branch out and expand as you get more experience and live in your current life. Everywhere you and everywhere each and every person on the line or listening in the future might be is the progress that they are working with the thing they're working with, and it is important. One of the things people think sometimes is, well, when I get through this, then everything will be okay. Or, and they kind of discount where they are at, but it's very important wherever you're at in your process, where you are now, it is, as we look at it, a beautiful opportunity, no matter what is going wrong or what's going on, to be able to learn. So that's our answer.
Thank you. Here is a question from Jerry in Finland.
Yes.
Now you see it. Would it be better? He's heard on our call about the sad state of dinosaurs on the other side. And how they
can't
find bodies.
Yes, which is that the dinosaurs, they had like a community of beings with dinosaur bodies, and they got used to that type of a body. And those dinosaurs are not here anymore on the planet. And so they have resentment that the humans have more or less taken over, and they have resentments. They don't have bodies that they're able to pick up. Give us a moment. We see that they have a choice, that it's like they may migrate to another planet that does have dinosaurs. There is one quite far away. We are giving them a moment to move to that planet if they wish. We will work on that. Thank you.
His question is, would it be beneficial? I guess it would be. We just did it. Would it be beneficial to start a communication with the dinosaur spirits? Do they have something they would like to express? Is there something we could do to support them? Thank you.
Yes, we just did.
We just did.
Yes.
Thank you for the question. Now, we couldn't have done that by ourselves. In other words, Jerry was thinking, is there something he could have done to support them? And I don't think there is, but you want to confirm that?
Just your kind thoughts. Appeals. It helps the whole.
You know, there is suffering on both sides. There's suffering on the other side, and there's suffering on this side. When we send the light, do we have more impact on this side than the other side? Or is it a matter of our affinity and strength in sending that makes the difference?
It is a matter of two things. It is a matter of this last that you say, the affinity and the strength of what you are sending. But on the other side, it depends upon the receptor. Like someone that is having a very hard time receiving, like, say, a dinosaur who's saying, I'm just waiting around for another dinosaur body, and things are really bad, and I'm just really angry at the human race. And he is not receptive to change at that point.
If a dinosaur picks you up on the idea of taking a body on that other planet, at that point, did you give the dinosaur spirit enough
guidance so that they can make that choice and do it? Or would you have to intervene to help them move their soul?
It would probably take intervention because they're so into what they're into.
Mm-hmm. So they could, because you introduced yourself to them, you gave them a line of communication where they could call on you to help.
That is correct.
Okay. If there's any dinosaurs listening, don't miss this opportunity. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Next question is from Bonnie in Corona, California. And we would like to check on a friend of Aaron's who passed a couple days ago, Rick Rotondo of Yuma, Arizona. I am listening to the call with Scott, Aaron, and Randall. I love you all. Bonnie.
Thank you. And this is Bonnie Penner?
Yeah, Bonnie Penner.
We see your presence on the call, sense your presence on the call, and we express feeling for you and in your grief. It is a time of grieving when the physical presence of a loved one transitions, and he has not yet begun another chapter in his life. He is still connected with this life, and he feels your presence, your psychic presence with him. He feels your care, your concern, your sadness. He is also sad because he was connected in a very strong way with you all, and he feels a certain, a slight sense of relief in this connection that is being patched in, like patching in someone on a communication line on a phone. It's like, and he holds on to that, and he is feeling a certain sense of relief, and it is okay to let your grief go. That is to express it.
Thank you.
He also says you will always be connected. It is as if someone went to a different city for a different project or different experience. But that is in the future because he is still connected here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Next question here is from... This is from Uma. Uma and, geez, what city is Uma in? Let me see, she wrote
She's in Texas, that's all I know.
In Texas? Okay.
Texas, yes.
We pick her up, yes.
Okay. She's having a pain in her back she never had before for the last few days. Is it from detoxing or that I went out of town and slept in a different bed? Is the pain I feel in my right foot for the last 9 months from plantar?
From what?
Well, she has some kind of description of a foot problem. If you want, I will look it up. But it's written down plantar, P-L-A-N-T-A-R.
Plantar.
And the next word is F-A-S-C-I-T-I-S.
Fascitis.
Okay.
Plantar
fascia. Plantar fascitis. Okay. You want me to look that up? I can. Oh. Sounds like some kind of spray or something.
We take them one at a time. There is the pain in the back, which is new but is not new. It is from a time previous you do not remember. It is coming forward at this time. And it is attempting to heal. We suggest that you increase your intake of balanced vitamins and minerals. And in digestive aids, so that you make total good use of the food that you eat organic to give your body the best chance of healing, as you are in a healing phase at this time. Now, could you look up the plantar?
I looked it up, okay?
Yes.
And it has something to do with, here, is one of the most common causes of heel pain. It involves inflammation of a thick band of tissue that runs across the bottom of your foot and connects your heel bone to something else, okay? There's another one. Plantar fasciitis is nothing more than inflammation caused by heel spur growth. This is a commercial. Easy Orb dissolves heel spurs naturally without any side effects or drug interactions. And, you know, I wonder if I have that, because instead of my heel, no. I have something on the front of my foot that sometimes gets, the skin gets very thick. And I have to kind
yes,
of right.
This is a different matter than she is experiencing. We can talk about yours after.
Okay, but she's not sure that it's plantar fasciitis. Okay. She just knows. It sounds like if it's plantar fasciitis, there would be a thick growth of skin on your heel of some sort.
But look
okay?
it up, but don't assume.
Yeah. Well, I think that's what they're saying. But it's okay.
A bone spur is different than the thickness on the skin.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So make sure that you keep an alkaline diet and that you get a proper balance of magnesium and calcium, and the calcium and magnesium ratios that are often given as ideal are not really ideal. As more magnesium is generally needed than the requirements that are given. And the bone spur can be a deposit of calcium. So make sure you get a very balanced diet and fresh juices along the line of kale and greens, lettuce, fresh greens can also help to get the pH balance to 7 or 7 point a little higher, so that your body can have the proper ratio of electrons to use in healing, as you are in a healing phase at this time. And some of the things you are doing are creating a healing phase. If you are on the patch, that will accelerate the pain as it heals. That's the answer.
Thank you. Robin is, you know, her friend lost her job, and they're trying to do something together to find a place to live or something. And please ask the Elohim to help Jen and our situation. And Robin is in Oceanside.
Thank you. Could you read that? Could you capsulize that again?
Robin is living in a hotel, and
she's
looking for a place to live, and her friend lost her job, and you know they're both looking for a place to live. Robin has a job now. And she is just asking to read her words. Ask Elohim to help. And I'm leaving her friend anonymous and me in our situation.
Great. Okay. We send light to available places that you can be attracted there. And look into availability of places, and then the question comes up, what period of time are you looking for? Are you looking for long-term, short-term, something maybe permanent?
I think she's looking for long-term.
Okay. Yeah, this brings up a whole different category of than short term, and we send love light to the places, and that you may be connected to one that suits your. You and Jen's fancy.
Okay, next question. This is from Don Herman. Do the sources agree with the idea that all people or beings contain a spark of the one infinite creator? If so, what is that spark and what does it do? Thank you.
What if all beings are... you contain a spark of the one infinite creator, and the creativity that they express is guided by their experience, their desire, their path, and their desire to learn, their is the oneness that we are all one of, and we are guided by that. And if Jesus would say, as you do it to one, you do it to me, you do it to all you, may not see the result the result of say thievery may be really very short term, bringing sadness later. Give us a moment. Could you read the question one more time? When? When?
Here we go. Do the sources agree with the idea that all people or beings contain a spark of the one infinite creator? If so, what is that spark and what does it do?
Thank you. So, we take it backwards and we see co-creation is necessary for life, for co-creation. It's like two matches rubbing together gives a spark. And then it's like it takes two to make the manifestation, at least two and more, to make the manifestation, to make the spark. It's a co-creating is imperative in the expression of the spark. And co-creation of what? Co-creation of individual creation and endeavor that work together to create the spark, like much like you strike a match on the matchboard. That creates the spark.
You know, that's the kind of question that I could go into deeper, but I don't think we have time. And maybe I'll do it later, because I have a feeling, intuition about it. It's hard to understand logically, but I want to see if I can get it into words. But in any case, one more question for tonight.
Yeah.
And I thank everybody who asked questions. We have about 3 minutes. This is another question that I think we could go into deeper than we have time for. Okay? This is from Raiden. Is it now timely to reveal to the public the system method to free us from false overlay patterns called chakra system? Now, he is calling...
Called chakra system?
Yeah, I don't know why he's calling it chakra systems. A false overlay pattern. Would you call it a false overlay pattern?
No, but we can see where he may call it that. I mean, it is a different manifestation than a non-chakra system. But it is a manifestation that is workable in the third density.
When you talk about a false overlay pattern, you could say your body is a false overlay pattern, right?
Yes, you could. But you could say it at a deeper level. A false overlay pattern might be some pattern that you've picked up from some traumatic experience in the past. That is not you. That is a false overlay. And you may also have developed a false natural pattern, of just something you've devised in living or come across or started to express in your life that really also is not you.
I mean, if I hear the word false overlay pattern, I say we have all these belief patterns in this realm that keep people very contained.
Many of those are false overlays.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the idea of revealing to the public a system to free us from false overlay patterns called chakra systems. I don't know
why.
Well,
we would not call the chakra systems false overlay patterns. Unless you're wanting to just take off and be at a very deep, deep level of yourself and go back to spherical.
Mm-hmm. Okay. He says a blueprint to follow would be welcome, but I don't think
you may not want to. You may not want to attempt that.
You know, on one hand, we each have an individuation. We all started from nothing, and we got individuated to be who and how we are today. And do we not want to be us? You know, we'd have to go back to source and disappear. Some people may want to do that, but
some people may want to do that, but yet they may take a path back, which would be the redevelopment of the imprint.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's an interesting and beautiful idea. I mean, the Elohim has said they go back and forth between nothing and something. So
it is a great sleep to just bow out for a while.
Yeah. But it sounds like you take a packed bag when you do that.
We take what?
A packed bag. You talked about did you see the word a packed bag? If you go into nothingness? Something that has the imprint of how to come back and continue, right?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that is our last question for tonight. And I thank you so much.
We love you all. We love you all.
And we ask for your continued help and work on whole planet healing to work on changing some of the patterns.
You may ask, but it's redundant. You have it already.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
thank you.
And on that note, we're going to go over to Whole Planet Healing.